Good morning and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Tuesday, April 30th. On today's show, NBA Africa opens applications for their Startup Accelerator program, and 10 startups complete the first cohort of SHAR, Shahrezedek Arieli Healthcare Innovation. Plus, as VC firms invest more in B2B startups, Intuition emerges as a new VC fund focusing on consumer tech. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news from the world of sports and entrepreneurship. The National Basketball Association's African Division, NBA Africa, has just launched a new startup accelerator program called Triple Double. This program aims to support early-stage African startups developing innovative solutions in various domains related to sports and entertainment. For more details, we now turn to our startup and technology correspondent. So tell us, what kind of startups is the Triple Double Accelerator looking to support?
The Triple Double Accelerator is focused on early-stage African startups working on solutions in areas like event management and ticketing, youth development, artificial intelligence, or AI, and digital marketing. The key is that these solutions should be applicable to the sports and creative industries that NBA Africa operates in. The accelerator wants to help nurture local innovation that can enhance the growing sports and entertainment ecosystem on the continent.
And what kind of support will the selected startups receive through this accelerator program?
The 10 startups chosen for Triple Double will each be paired with experienced mentors from NBA Africa, the program operator ALX Ventures, and other corporate partners. These mentors will provide hands-on guidance to help the startups refine their products, grow their businesses, and develop effective go-to-market strategies. The program culminates in a demo day event in New York City this September, where the startups will pitch to a panel of industry leaders from the US, Africa, and worldwide. Impressive cash prizes and value-in-kind support are up for grabs for the top four companies.
Sounds like an exciting opportunity, especially with that final demo day in New York. What happens for the startups that come out on top at the end of the program?
The four winning startups will receive a significant boost, with the first place winner banking $50,000 in cash and another $50,000 in value-in-kind support. The second, third, and fourth place winners receive similar cash and value packages, but in smaller amounts. Perhaps more valuable, though, is that these four will gain access to further mentorship directly from NBA Africa. They'll also have the opportunity to work with NBA Africa and the Basketball Africa League on both current and future initiatives across the continent. It's a chance to really get immersed in the sports industry ecosystem there.
And for startups interested in being part of the Triple Double Accelerator, what do they need to know about applying?
Applications for the first cohort are open now on the Triple Double website. Early stage African startups working in relevant domains have until the end of May to submit their applications to be considered. NBA Africa CEO Claire Akamanzi described Triple Double as a groundbreaking initiative that demonstrates the organization's commitment to expanding the African sports ecosystem. With the resources, exposure, and industry access on offer, it's bound to attract a lot of attention from Africa's entrepreneurial community.
We'll be watching to see what innovative young companies emerge from the Triple Double Accelerator. Thank you for that update on this new program from NBA Africa. Shifting our focus to healthcare innovation, a group of 10 startups recently completed the first cohort of the SHAR Innovation Hub, a collaboration between Shahrezedek Medical Center and investment firm Arieli Capital. The program aims to provide participants with funding, business development opportunities, and access to key resources at Shahrezedek Medical Center. For more on this, we turn to our startups correspondent. So tell us, what kind of support did these startups receive through the SHAR program?
The SHAR Innovation Hub, located right within Shahrezedek Medical Center in Jerusalem, gave these 10 startups direct access to physicians, medical data, and hospital departments, which is invaluable for early-stage healthcare companies. Over the course of the program, the startups participated in an intensive 440 business meetings, to explore collaboration opportunities for clinical trials, partnerships, and funding.
And what are some of the key focus areas of these startups? What types of medical challenges are they trying to tackle?
The selected companies are working on a wide range of medical issues. For example, Snipe Medical is developing a minimally invasive ablation solution for lung cancer. Lucid Vascular has created a comprehensive device for treating brain aneurysms. Gento Gel LR is working on an injectable antibiotic for preventing post-surgical infections. Other focus areas include fecal incontinence, diabetes management, autoimmune diseases, pressure ulcers, and more. So it's a diverse mix, but all aiming to solve major healthcare challenges.
It sounds like the program provided a lot of support. What happens for these startups now that this first cohort has concluded?
Although the formal 5-month SHAR program has wrapped up, the startups will continue to receive close support from the organizers over the coming months. This includes ongoing business and clinical mentorship, access to a shared workspace within the hospital, and potential investment from Ariely Capital. The program culminated in a big final expo and pitch event last week, which brought in a wide array of investors, doctors, and government officials. So this is really just the beginning for these startups.
And for the organizers, Shari Zedek Medical Center and Ariely Capital, what is their ultimate goal with this innovation hub?
For Shari Zedek, as Renana Ofan, CEO of their innovation arm, explains, the goal is to give entrepreneurs access to the resources they need to develop groundbreaking new technologies, things like data, clinical trials, medical expertise. Ariely Capital sees it as a way to advance truly innovative solutions that can improve and save lives around the world. As Ariely's head of innovation, or Haviv, put it, each of the startups participating in the first cohort of the SHAR Innovation Program will change or save the lives of people around the world, all thanks to the technological and medical advancements that we are witnessing today. So there are high hopes that this program can help drive real progress in healthcare.
It certainly seems like an impactful initiative to help foster healthcare innovation in Israel. Thank you for the insights. Shifting gears to the world of venture capital, a new firm in Paris called Intuition is taking a contrarian approach by betting big on consumer tech startups, even as enterprise AI companies dominate the headlines with massive funding rounds. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. So what can you tell us about the team behind Intuition and their investment thesis?
Intuition is being led by two general partners, Hugo Amzelem and Etienne Bouton. Amzelem previously worked at the influencer marketing company Jellysmack and has written extensively about consumer tech trends and culture. He was also an early employee at the Paris-based startup accelerator The Family. Bouton comes from a more unique background, having started his career as a professional basketball player before co-founding the AI startup Heeks Technologies.
Interesting mix of experiences, and they've already started putting that 15 million euro fund to work?
That's right. Intuition has made investments in several consumer startups across Europe and the US after an initial close of the fund. But they are still actively fundraising to reach that 15 million euro target. To help source and advise portfolio companies, Amzelem and Bouton have also brought on some notable venture partners, including NBA champion Axel Toupain, Daring co-founder Elliot Kessis, and On Deck Runway Fund general partner Erica Batista.
Certainly an accomplished group of investors and operators, but focusing solely on consumer tech is a bold move when so much venture funding is flowing to enterprise AI. Why do they see opportunity in that space?
Consumer tech has produced some of the most transformative and valuable companies of the last few decades, the likes of Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Netflix. But in recent years, a lot of VC attention and capital has shifted to the enterprise, especially AI and SaaS. Amzelem and Bouton believe that has left an opening to back the next generation of consumer-facing startups at attractive valuations. In particular, they are interested in how new technologies and cultural shifts are changing consumer behavior and creating opportunities for innovative products and services.
It will be fascinating to watch what companies Intuition backs and how that consumer tech thesis plays out. Thanks for the report. Speaking of supporting tech startups, a leading Australian law firm has announced the new cohort for its 2024 Law Tech Hub Incubator. The three startups selected are AskLexi, Mary Technology, and Visi by OCRT Consulting. This year's incubator is particularly focused on AI and is aligned with the firm's recently launched AI Lab. For more details, we turn to our correspondent. So what can you tell us about the growing interest in legal tech incubators like Lander & Rogers' Law Tech Hub?
The Law Tech Hub received a record number of applications this year, which suggests a growing number of young legal tech companies globally. This mirrors the trend seen with Slaughter & May's Collaborate Incubator in the UK. The availability of generative AI backbones upon which to build new applications has likely contributed to this new wave of legal tech startups. A lot of the core product work, like language models, has already been done, allowing startups to focus on creating specialized offerings with polished user experiences, smooth workflows, and integrations with common platforms.
Very interesting. Can you give us an overview of the three startups selected for the 2024 Law Tech Hub cohort?
Certainly. First, there's AskLexi by Sydney-based Lext. It offers a suite of legal productivity tools powered by large language models to help lawyers draft documents faster in areas like legal research, document review, and dataset review. Next is Mary Technology, also based in Sydney. It uses AI to automate the process of drafting chronologies, which is a time-consuming task at the start of every legal matter. Mary ingests client documentation and creates dynamic, formatted chronologies for lawyers to quickly comprehend matters and collaborate. Finally, there's Visi by OCRT Consulting from Brisbane and Canberra. Visi is an AI analytics tool that augments experts by rapidly interrogating datasets to find relevant facts via interactive visualizations, helping to illuminate obfuscated information.
It sounds like these startups are aiming to leverage AI to streamline various aspects of legal work. What do the teams hope to gain from participating in the Law Tech Hub?
The startups are eager to collaborate with Lander & Rogers legal experts to refine their products. AskLexi is looking to pilot their tools and get detailed feedback from specialist lawyers. They're also interested in exploring potential use cases with the firm and its clients. Mary Technology believes working alongside a top Australian law firm will provide key insights and feedback to drive their product forward. Visi sees the Law Tech Hub as the ideal catalyst to evolve from a prototype to a widely adopted legal discovery solution. The team recognizes the need for guidance from those intimately acquainted with the legal industry's pain points to fulfill unmet efficiency needs.
It will be exciting to see how these startups evolve through their participation in the Law Tech Hub. The legal tech sector certainly seems to be in a vibrant phase with the rise of AI. Thank you for those insights, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.